This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Let's do this. Let's bring over Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania. He's going to stop by and say hello, and we'll do a quick hello with him. So get him over here and then say hello to Congressman Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. Hey, Congressman, how are you?
Good
morning. We're live on the air. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Excellent. Great. Thanks for joining us. So
thank you. Good to be with you.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the USMCA and its impact on Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it's jobs. It's all about jobs.
Right.
And we've been watching this incredible recovery that's been taking place since the president was elected and a lot of the policies. It's good to have somebody who actually knows how to run a business, running the biggest business in the world.
Yeah, and I was amazed at some of the statistics I have here. The chemicals are almost $3 billion of exports to Canada and Mexico. That's amazing. From Pennsylvania.
People don't realize, I think, you know, when they talk about Pennsylvania, they think, well, you guys make steel. So, yeah, we do that. We also mine coal. We also have the Marcellus gas. We also have a big, big footprint when it comes to a lot of the pharmaceuticals, especially when you get to the eastern part of the state. Very strong. Pennsylvania, very strong. Manufacturing, still strong in Pennsylvania. Ag, the number one business. So, you know, look at us. We're that buffet that everybody likes to go to because there's something for everybody.
Right. Good way to put it. Speaking of buffets, this will make it easier for farmers to export eggs, chicken, milk.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And again, as I said, ag is the number one business in Pennsylvania. Dairy is very big in Pennsylvania. So we look at what this president's fighting for and what this president looks at. He looks at market share and the loss of market share, and then people sitting back and scratching their heads and say, well, what happened? How did we lose it all? Is it because we made bad deals? That's why we lost it all. And we sat back thinking, you know what? It's all right. We can afford to lose a little bit of the market. We'll still be okay. And then we find out when you lose a little bit, you start losing a lot more. And I know one of our big challenges is on Presque Isle up in Erie. Every year, depending on what type of winter we have an erosion of the beach. And that sand gets dragged back out into the lake. And so you got to replenish it every year. If you sit there and say, well, we just lost a little bit of the beach this year, not that concerned, let it go for a while and find out you no longer have a beach. So, again, looking at jobs, this erosion, this loss of market has crippled us as a nation. This president changed it.
Congressman Mike Kelly's with us. He represents the 8th District of Pennsylvania.
16th. They changed. Well, we got redistricted.
That's right. Redistricted.
Yeah.
I got to reset all my numbers. I had all this stuff memorized. But
so the same with me with our voters back home. They did just a couple months before the primary, for the first time in our history, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided that the districts that were drawn and drawn according to the Pennsylvania Constitution just weren't fair.
Yeah, it was
so
amazing.
They made it fair. They took 40% of my district away because it wasn't fair. Now
Supreme
it is fair.
Court deciding to
Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. You know, we're down by Philadelphia, and obviously it's a much different situation than where you are in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And I think people forget that. You know, they write about Montgomery County, Chester County, Delaware County and being blue, but they forget that actually the red part of the state became redder in the last election. And certainly in 2016, there was great enthusiasm for the president. I think it's going to be the same way in 2020.
Yeah, I do too. I think, again, if you use traditional measuring devices, you would never go into the areas where the president's strong. And polling, as you know, takes place. You get a phone call and says, did you vote in the last two major elections? If you say no, the next sound you hear is a click.
Right.
So they're not taking the temperature of the people who turned out in the last election. President Trump is stronger now, today, than he was in the last election. Where I'm from, he's at like a 60% approval rating, and people say, that can't possibly be. I said, you come home. You drive the roads I drive, you go into the little towns that I go into, you meet the people that I see every day and who I represent, and you're going to find out it's a different Pennsylvania than a lot of people think it is.
See, and that's the key, right, Congressman? Because people only hear what the media tells them, and the media tells them that, oh, the collar counties of Philadelphia, the president's in trouble with suburban voters. No, actually, in a lot of parts of suburbia, they're like you just said, they're very happy because it's about jobs for them. It's not about tweets, it's about jobs.
Yes, and as you know, when you look at wages haven't gone up by a couple hundred dollars. They've gone up by thousands of dollars. Our market share, global market share, is now going back to what it used to be, where we're dominant, and we are the dominant economy in the world. Everybody wants to sell us stuff, and then they're trying to block us from selling to them. And I think this president said, whoa, wait a minute. Wait, this is not fair.
Right.
So we're going to make sure that we get the same opportunity that you get, and if you don't want to If you don't want to work with us, that's fine. You won't work with us. We have the strongest hand. We'll start driving policy instead of sitting back, watching the erosion of a lot of our markets and thinking, it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. If you lose today, that means you lose tomorrow, and that means you keep losing. And we use the phrase all the time that you don't only have to play through the whistle, you got to play through the echo of the whistle. You stay on it, you stay on it, you stay on it, and never take anything for granted. As soon as you do, it's gone.
And the only thing the Democrats seem to be staying on is impeachment. I mean, every day it's another thing they want to go after the president on. Why are they not coming together with this? I mean, I applaud the White House today for having this this very, very important media tour, but it seems like I keep hearing stories, Mike, they say, you know, it's imminent, the deal's imminent. Any minute now, it's imminent. What are the Democrats, I mean, what is the holdup here?
Well, they're so filled with hate, they can't see straight. And so they're trying to play a hand that doesn't exist. So it goes from the Mueller report, it goes from Stormy Daniels, it now goes to Ukraine, it now goes to, well, it can't be quid pro quo because, doggone it, these people are too stupid to understand what quid pro quo, well, let's just turn it to the term bribery.
Right.
So let's just really turn it to what it is. This is a hate for a duly elected president that they just couldn't understand, first of all, how we could nominate him, and secondly, how he could win. He won because he won the hearts and minds of the American people. Forget about this polarized stuff that's going on in their party. I'll tell you what, I love going into our conference every day where we don't have four freshmen telling us what the agenda is going to be, and we look at actually what works for America, and we drive in that direction.
Right. Yeah, well said, Congressman Mike Kelly. I feel very, very confident that something is going to get done. But then again, I think about how the Democrats don't want to give him a win on anything, especially this close to the election.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to blow up in their face. I do. I think that, you know, voters, and especially your part of Pennsylvania, they're going to see that and think that this inaction, and they're going to say enough is enough. It's going to blow up in their face because they're not getting anything done. I mean, nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I drive the Pennsylvania Turnpike quite a bit. So if I'm driving from my hometown in Butler, where there's a place to get on the pike and I'm going to Philadelphia, stay away from the exits. Just get straight to where you need to go.
Right.
Stay on the pike till you get there. You'll get there a lot faster. You'll spend a lot less time on being off the road and running gas that you don't need to burn. Stay on target. Stay on course. Keep making America great in every single way, every single day. And the rest of the people are going to look and say, you know what? What the hell are these people talking about? This is the greatest it's ever been for us in over half a century. So everybody's winning right now. But you know what? When you're on the other side, there's nothing worse for them than to watch this president win. And they forget that it's not so much that the president won. America won. Get your heads out of a place that's so hard to breathe and look at what's really going on in this great country.
Are you making an Eric Swalwell reference, Congressman?
No, we're not doing that.
Of course not. That would be, you know,
that's okay. That's okay. If
you just check it.
If you look up arrogance in the dictionary, it's his picture.
Congressman Mike Kelly, Pennsylvania's 16th District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, very, very important committee, probably would say the most important committee. Appreciate your time today. Keep up the good fight.
You too.
I know the president really appreciates everything you're doing.
Well,
you were there early for the president, and certainly, you know, Pennsylvania, whoever wins our state is going to be the next president of the United States.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. You can't get to the White House unless you go through the Keystone State.
That's right.
You
Congressman
go
Mike Kelly,
thanks so much, my friend.
Good to see you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.